Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
I found what we're looking for, boys. A bucket full of prawns.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me Mr. Catchy Hands in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
This starts creeping into the supernatural.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
All right, guys, Bill is gone. Now's our chance to be bad.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
You obviously did not see the look in your face, but you looked like Bernard Corbett to me.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Billy McConnell, Tallahassee Turner,
yep.
Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits. You have been searching through these records for hours. Now, it's been about two and a half hours as you're searching. And then finally, you pull one card, you're looking at it, there's a swirl that matches this curve, it's another match. You get a little jump of excitement that you're trying to crush it back down because you've had that happen countless times at this point and been disappointed. But the more you look, the more it all matches up. And finally, after all this time, you find a match and you pull the card. And so, Tallahassee Turner, Simi Can't Stand Your Bits, and Billy McConnell, you can check your journals.
They're gonna say your butts.
Journal.
Where you can check your butts. That's all you're gonna get.
Vance Harmon.
What?
To
hold on to your butts.
That's his last name, Harmon Vance.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so John Johnson is Harmon Lewis Vance. That son of a biscuit. All right, we got his fingerprints.
Yeah, and looking at this picture that you see here, this, though the body was, you know, somewhat decrepit, I guess you would say, this absolutely looks like the man that you found this morning.
Detective Kovacs.
He's young. He has brownish blonde-ish hair. Yeah, Detective Kovacs.
Wait, where are you seeing that?
Work with. It's in the journal if you saw it
right
pulled
there.
Up.
Okay. Billy, should we pocket this and head out?
So you got this. It's got his record. This is his arrest record. So on here it also has, which isn't on like this front page, but there's some known associates on here.
Oh, which, sweet.
Yeah.
Is Devin Black one of them?
No, Tallahassee, we can't take this with us. Let's just write down the pertinent information.
Okay,
right,
just turn
it in
around.
My pocket and run.
He throws a brick through it.
Dang it, I was just going to say that.
611 Watley Street. Is that the Radio Man's house? Is that that address?
That wasn't where you guys found him.
Okay. No, that might be...
I mean, I'm not here. I don't see that.
Why don't you just roll a meta spy?
Yeah, you just had an amazing scene, so back
You're
off,
like, get
bro.
Your...
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah. I torture Tallahassee.
Is this one of the documents you made?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the ones I made. One of the handouts.
Nice.
I stick a knife into Tallahassee's shoulder. An inch.
I don't tell him anything.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so known associates for Harmon Vance are the O'Malleys, namely Seamus O'Malley.
And the cats?
Yeah.
Is that Beat's old character?
Of the Alley Cat.
Seamus O'Malley of the O'Malley Crime Valley. The O'Malley Crime Family.
Yeah. And the O'Malley's, you know, is a pub that's nearby.
There is the
I
post,
mean,
man.
Arkham's not exactly like a big town, so everything's like fairly close. But yeah, O'Malley's is.
Is Clint Westwood still alive?
Is a pub downtown.
Is this pre-Clint
Does
Westwood?
O'Malley have two L's?
Yes.
That would be O'Malley's if it didn't.
O'Malley.
Got the it's starting
guy.
To get later in the day. It's
All right, this is the information we were looking for, fellas. Let's put this back and get on the road. I got to pass off...
Go get some pizza.
I got to pass off some of this information to Detective Train before we go. So
Crane?
Yeah.
Crane.
Crane. Detective Crane, before we go, so I don't get in any more trouble. So you guys head out the side door.
I throw a brick through the side door.
Okay.
All right. I drive.
All right, so... Okay. So Tallahassee and Simi, you guys sneak out the side door. You guys all nod to Sarah as she's just hitting those ranch shots hard. The bottle's empty already.
Thanks, Sarah. You're a doll.
She's like
looks,
passed out at the desk.
Yeah, she looks ranched.
She's in ranch land.
Yeah, she's totally blacked out. Okay, so you guys head... Billy, what are you doing?
I head back out through the front.
To the workroom?
Yeah, to the workroom, but I'm kind of keeping an eye out to make sure the captain, you know, isn't looking out for me. I guess I mosey on over to my desk, kind of fiddle around a little bit, get whatever information I have on me or at my desk and take it over to Crane's.
Okay, so you have, I guess basically at this point, you got like the autopsy report and you have the fingerprint card.
Do bebop yeah. over to Crane's desk.
Skeet yeah. up, but up.
Bebops and rock steadies over to Crane's desk. And go. Okay,
and
so,
I guess any notes I took at the crime scene.
Okay. All right, so you leave all that on Crane's desk and then you head outside. Okay.
Well, no, before I head out, I give Captain the bird. I bird his closed door.
He goes, Makana!
A new
You're a loose cannon! Turn in your badge and your gun. You're a loose cannon, Makana!
No, Billy just runs out of there.
And he goes, yeah, he goes running. Okay. All right, so you meet the guys out front. And where are you going?
Yeah, let's see. We're all done, so we're heading back to Dragon. Pizza Dragon time.
Pizza Dragons.
Pizza Dragon.
We gotta go meet up with the other fellas. I think we should touch bases and then, figure out where to go from there.
Okay. Alright. So you guys hop in the car, you start heading back over to Pizza Dragons. Dom Drinkard, Major Bakersfield. There was just a knock at the door. What do you do?
Let's sneak out the back.
I use my super speed and get Devin out of there real quick.
We're right in the front room. If they look in the window, they'll see us, right?
So there wasn't like a window to the front. Remember, the window looked into the dining room that's on the side. Mm-hmm. So they can't see you right now. If they went to like, so there's a window that looks out on the front lawn, but it's off the right side of the porch. So they'd have to climb down off the porch and then act like specifically peek up and stand up and try and peek through that front window to see you guys.
All right. Drag Devin into the back, and I'll get rid of the people.
All right, I pick him up under the shoulders, and I carry him out into the other room.
Okay, so there's that door that's just on the left side of the living room.
Okay,
and then there's the dining room, but the dining room is where the window looks into.
Yeah, I'll take him to the other room.
Okay, so you open that door and you drag him back in. In here, it's a hallway, and there's some stairs that lead up, and then there's a door, or there's another doorway right across, straight across from the door you went through, and it looks like it goes into a kitchen.
All right, I kind of lay him on the stairs, and...
Okay.
All right, I go and answer the door.
I leave the door cracked a little bit so I can kind of watch.
All right, I go to the front door. I look out the window to see who's there, knowing full well they'll probably see me.
Okay.
But I'd like...
You look...
I'd like to.
You look out.
Yes, I'll go ahead.
And you see a man who looks like he's in his 30s. He's wearing some shorts and he's wearing like a polo shirt. And he's he's in decent shape. Like I said, around 30s, clean shaven, brown hair. He sees you. He waves.
All right.
There's a little like friendly wave as you pop around.
I keep my gun. It's in my pocket, but I've kind of got it ready, right? So it's my hands on my gun in my pocket, so you can't see the gun or my hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I go and I open the front door just a smidge.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, neighborino?
Oh, it's Fred Lander.
Oh, you're not my neighborino. Oh. Hi, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm just doing howdy doody. Good, I'm doing good.
yes, can I help you?
Just wanted to check, make sure y'all are doing okay over here. You guys doing okay?
Yep, we're doing okay. Just Mr. Goddard is away on holiday. I'm the butler, Mr. Kane, Mr. Michael Kane. Just doing some tidying up. They are, you know, going to refurnish.
A guy with a cane named Michael one time.
Yeah, they're planning on refurnishing, moving some things around, tidying up, getting prepared for when Mr. Goddard returns from his holiday and wants his, you know, his new furnishings.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was wondering. Ray, I haven't seen him around. So that makes sense. That makes sense. But also one teeny tiny little itty bitty thing. I could have sworn I heard some screaming coming from inside the house. Is everyone okay? Did maybe you drop like some of the furniture on your little tootsies or something?
You know, you are very... responsible and discerning man.
I am sure Mr. Goddard is thrilled to have, you know, neighbors such as yourself worried about his well-being.
Oh, you all say that.
You are 100% correct.
You say that to all the neighbors.
No, just the... Just the, you know, the nice ones, like you. But yes, that's exactly what happened. Furniture fell on a tender part of the body. It was a scream of pain. We have it all handled, but yes, that's what it was.
Oh. All right, I want you to roll some kind of a check.
I was attempting to charm him by telling him what a great neighbor he was, so I'd prefer to roll a charm.
Okay, all right, go for it. You can roll a charm.
I rolled an 8, which is a very extreme success.
Nice.
Yeah, very. Not just extreme.
Not just a... Well, it's a 10th. It's a double extreme.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, that sounds like it hurt. I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you?
I don't think so. I really appreciate the offer, but we have it all in hand.
Are you sure?
Hey,
I'm certain. Thank you. if you would be so kind as to give me your name, I will pass it along to Mr. Goddard. Let him know what a great neighbor he has and that you stopped by.
Oh, shucks. You were just
wondering
the
about his well-being.
Yes, my name is Bryce. Bryce Gint.
Well, thank you, Bryce, for stopping by. Gant. I will be certain to let Mr. Goddard know when he returns.
Oh, alrighty. Alrighty, Roo. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. If you need anything, really, just I'm just right across the street.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. It's so nice to meet you, Mr. Kane.
You as well. I close the door. In his face.
All right, as you do, he's like, as you're like closing the door, his eyes are like kind of trailing along like the door jam, like the crack as you shut it. Okay, toodaloo.
Yes, toodaloo. Like his eyes are trained along the door jam, like wistfully, like he wants to keep chatting or like he's suspicious.
No, just like he's so like, he wants to keep
like
chatting.
Mel from
like he's very, like he's. Like, he's very friendly.
Okay.
And then you listen at the door as you hear him go walking down the porch.
All right, I return to the back room where Bakersfield is awaiting.
Nice job, Drinkard. You handled that really well.
Bakersfield, I'm a little concerned about hefting a body out to the boot of the car while that nosy Nancy is across the street.
So what are you saying? You want to just leave him, or you want to pull the car around back?
Is there an around back?
Go down that way. There's a there's a back door down that kitchen.
If there's an around back, then let's do that. But
yes, there is. There's a back deck. The yard stretches all the way around the house. There's a back port, or there's a backyard, obviously. But yes, there is a back door that leads out onto the terrace.
All right, I will bring the car around. But before I do, there's just one
Wait,
more...
Wait, I don't mean like you can drive into the backyard.
Oh, well.
Just because there is a backyard doesn't mean...
Well, that's what
a,
I was wondering.
I mean, you can essentially drive into the backyard if you want
to. Runs over the fence.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. If there's an around back to bring the car, and it sounds like there's
not. No, there's not. Like, it's... there's a backyard, but the backyard also it goes to the back of the house behind it. And there are houses on either side. Like I was saying, it's kind of in the middle of the street, this house.
Oh,
not in the middle of the street.
In the middle.
Gosh dang it.
Is there any...
Yes, your... Sorry, go ahead.
That doesn't make any... Is there any sort of furniture that we could put him in, like, you know, like a...
Yeah, let's put
chest.
Him in the chair. Move the cushions. It'll be like that old prank we did when we were kids that we thought was hilarious, where, you know, you, like, hit the couch
and
you ate
the put him under
the
cushions. Classic.
I don't know.
Should we just leave him here, or should we try and...
Yeah, I don't really see any use in bringing him.
Okay. There's just one more tiny little thing before we go, and then I slap Bakersfield in the face.
I catch it.
No, I slap him in the face.
I'm too quick.
It's a good-sized slap, but it's not, like, intended to hurt.
I block it and I catch it.
Do I need to roll for fighting?
Yeah,
power?
if he wants to oppose this, you guys are...
Okay, then I feel like I should get advantage because he's not expecting me to slap him.
Oh, I'm always
going to
slap him on the blind side.
I slap him on the blind side.
They didn't call me Mr.
I will actually give you advantage for trying to slap him on the blind side, yeah.
Yeah, slap him right in his bad eye.
All right, what's going on?
Do I get a bonus die?
Yeah, you get a bonus die for trying to slap him on his blind side.
We're rolling, what, fighting brawl?
Yeah.
Well, you can dodge.
I'm rolling fighting brawl. I want to catch that. I'm catching that slap.
Yeah. Okay, both of you roll.
All right. Oh.
I rolled a 2 in your face.
Oh, I rolled a 63.
Literally.
I succeeded, but a regular success.
All right.
Okay.
I slap Bakersfield across the face, and I shout at him, "What in the hell is the matter with you?"
Ooh. Ooh.
This is exactly what we talked
Keep
about.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth. Look, Drunkard, your way wasn't working. He would have shut that door in our faces had I not done what I did.
Your way was insanity.
Did we not get the answers we needed?
You
did we not have leads?
You obviously did not see the look in your face, but you looked like Bernard Corbett to me.
Yeah, I saw the look in my
face. I understand that you... I understand that you're upset.
He pulls his eye out of his pocket and points at his own face.
Man, this is really hard to get through. I understand that you're upset, but you can't... become something that you will regret. I won't allow it.
Drunkard, I'm not upset.
If you cannot keep yourself under control, the rest of us are going to have to remove you from this situation. Do you understand?
Remove me, huh? I got nothing left. You think you can stop me now?
Yes, because we are your friends. Do you understand? You still have something, and I will not watch you throw it away because you are upset. And I understand where you are.
You
but
do
you
realize
will not...
that this cretin works for Goodman Gray, right?
I do. But murdering him does not hurt Goodman Gray.
I didn't murder
Gray
him, and I had no
all.
Intention of murdering. I just needed to press him for a little bit and get
that
the answers
that look in
that
your
needed.
Eye fooled me.
Well, I'm just really good at acting. They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Bakersfield. I just want you to know, I will be keeping both of my eyes on you going forward.
And I'll be keeping mine on you.
Excellent. And if I ever behave the way that you did, I hope you will stop me like the friend you are.
I don't understand what the problem is here, Drunkard.
You tortured a man for information. That's the problem.
When was the last time you interrogated an enemy soldier, huh? We've done worse than this. Remember Mary from the diner? You think this is worse than what we had to do to that poor little woman?
No.
Yeah, that's what I
but
thought.
But I'm pretty sure both of us
we got stuff to
would
do.
Not want to do that again, and that is my entire point.
I'm gonna do what I have to do.
And so will I.
Fair enough. It's time for us to go.
All right, we leave.
Okay, Dom Drunkard, Major Bakersfield. You step out the door back into the overcast midday, and it seems almost like you step into a different world from the events that just went on inside that house. And then you step out onto the porch, and you just see the idyllic scene of middle-class America, people out in their yards, talking, laughing, neighbors. You see Bryce across the street. He nods up at you and waves again as he sees you come out.
Just kidding.
I wave back. I give him a little bit of a British nod.
But this feeling, rather than this feeling being comforting, it's this feeling that's almost even more alienating. Like as you look around, realizing that these people have no idea. They have no idea what the world is really like, what Arkham is really like. They haven't looked outside. They haven't looked through that curtain to see what you have seen. And in this moment, it's realizing that you can never be one of those people again. The things you've seen and the things you've done, you don't know if there's ever going to be any going back. You shrug it off as you walk down the stairs. Get into your car, start it up, and drive off.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are you guys headed, by the way?
Us? Yes. Pizza Dragon.
Okay, to Pizza Dragons. All right, so you guys start heading back over to Pizza Dragons.
The rendezvous point.
Yeah. So, you guys drive in relative silence after your argument, conversation, inside of Raymond Goddard's house. So you pull up in front of Pizza Dragon. It, again, looks pretty busy. You go inside. There's a little ding from a bell above the door as you step inside. You see Denny is still working behind the counter. He you know, does a little head bob to you guys. He does a head shake over to your guys' usual table over in the corner, the booth. So you two head back there. The other guys are not here yet. So everything you have done has not taken as long as what they did. So you guys actually beat them here to Denny's, or not to Denny's, sorry, to Pizza Dragon. And you're here for probably about 45 minutes before the other guys show up.
Welcome into Pizza Dragon. What can I get you, fellas?
Yeah, I'll take a cup of coffee. Black. And can you tell me what your specials are for the day?
We've got an all-meat calzone, turkey and ham on rye, and the soup du jour.
Soup du jour, huh? That sounds good. I'll have that. Please and thank you.
Sure thing, sweetie. I'll be right back with your coffee.
So, yeah, eventually you see Billy, Simmy, and Tallahassee come walking in. Same thing. Nod, head bob to the corner. You guys go heading back over there. Oh, and so, Simmy, something that I forgot earlier, actually. I need you to roll a D10.
All right. Do I want to roll high or low?
Well, just
you'll see.
I'm not. Why would I tell you that?
Because you're just nice. You're a nice guy.
It just
guy.
Sounds like you're trying to set yourself up to cheat.
We've been friends for 25 years. I think I've earned it.
See, I wouldn't even have expected you to cheat if you hadn't have asked me that.
Cheater.
Well, you would have had no way to
a
cheat.
A one again? Yeah.
Liar.
I really got a one.
It's a 100.
Okay, add that to your pal.
I knew it. I f***ing knew it. Oh, my gosh. Every time.
Sorry, yay, pal.
I got a hard 70 on my pow-pow now.
Okay, so... All right, so you guys are now all sitting around the back booth here at Pizza Dragons.
Major Bakersfield, why do you have four fingers slapped across your bad eye?
A welt of fingers like across your face.
Single tear. It
looks like someone got a very extreme excess on your face.
So you guys are sitting. These guys have a cup of coffee each as they're both sitting around the table.
So tell us what you guys learned.
I tell them.
First of all,
listen up. Now, having me work at the police station has been a great benefit to us in our investigations. But you guys have to understand that I got a lot of flack today from the captain because of your shenanigans over at the pawn shop. We gotta cut back on that kind of stuff, and we just gotta stop. I mean, really, with the captain, there is some suspicious stuff going on there. There wasn't really any reason, but he pulled me off the Radio Man case.
What?
So now, we're going to have to be more covert, and you guys can't be pulling that kind of shenanigans. I mean, I'm with the law, so we might as well use it, right? I don't think we need to go breaking in and breaking windows and stealing stuff. So let's...
A brick fries in and hits Billy in the head.
Well, Billy, how am I going to get into any building?
While Billy is talking, I kind of give Bakersfield the side eye.
He doesn't notice because it's on his eye patch. So.
his eye patch.
He doesn't notice.
He sees nothing.
Billy, point well taken. I think you are definitely in the right.
And Bakersfield's like, well, what about that guy we just tied up and left in that house?
One thing.
They both shuffle uncomfortably.
That I'd like
seats.
To bring up. You mentioned your suspicions about the captain and his motivations.
I think you might be in the right there. We had our own situation. We met up with a man who was searching for another man. And
Namjoonkar just went nuts on him.
I knew
I
it,
I tried to
Dom.
Stop him, but he slapped
Can't
me in the eye.
Can't trust to leave you alone.
Anyway, long story short, the mayor and Goodman Gray are definitely involved in what's going on.
I knew we should have taken that Goodman Gray out way back in the in Denny's Diner when
smoothie
we had
town.
That massive smoothie.
Oh, did you think that, Tallahassee?
I did.
Were you thinking that?
I did. It was
Why
in my brain.
You do it then?
If you could have read
Why
my thoughts,
you,
would have been like, what?
The chief is the one appointed by the mayor, right? Not like the captain's, just the captain.
Yeah,
the
but
sheriff
I
is
mean,
appointed.
The chief probably could lean on the captain. I mean, he's his boss.
That's true. I feel like there's probably some kind of involvement because they, I mean, it was, there was no proof of any, I wasn't even involved at the pawn shop, and he had to tie me to that to pull me off the case, but, you know, we do need to go about things more carefully, no more breaking stuff, no more, you know, smacking people around to try and get information.
What about tying people up?
What about tying people up and
no one tying people up? I mean,
not that I did it.
Another sidelong glance between Bakersfield
I mean,
and
not that we did it.
Anyway, so we tell them about Raymond Goddard and our what we discovered as well. You guys, I'm assuming, told us about the autopsy.
We didn't tell you that.
And Mr.
Oh, yeah,
because
we've been separated
business.
For a while.
Yeah, you guys have been separated for a while. So you guys now,
we share
the information for the autopsy.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
The identity of the radio man.
Seth tells him about the upside down.
Well, probably a good thing we didn't bring Mr. Devin Black with us.
What do you mean, bring him with you?
I mean nothing. I was talking to the major here.
I mean, if you guys got something to say, as a psychologist, I recommend that the truth shall set you free.
So I guess that is a question here. Did you? How much of the incident at Goddard's did you tell them?
Oh, that is a good question. We don't tell them about the torture or the tying up. We just tell them, as long as the major agrees with me, we just tell them we met Mr. Devin Black there. We leaned on him. And he revealed to us that
I'm going to roll a psychology on drunk
Goodman Gray.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
Can I oppose this in some way?
You cannot.
It actually never really happened. This is just the way I wrote it in my book.
Oh, you're so lucky. 95. Jeez Louise.
Everything he says is 100% the honest truth.
The major was able to pick his pocket, and he found a dog tag in it. Why don't you show him them, Major?
I pull out the dog tag and show him. Here, take a look
Holy
at this.
Holy crap, it's Goodman Gray.
So, yeah, you guys recognize this from the other bodies and mooks that you had run into from Goodman Gray's crew. In New Jerusalem.
I recognize this. After I exploded all them smoothies, they were scattered all over the place because a whole bunch of them got ate.
When we
just
mentioned,
rained dog tags after you blew them all over the dynamite.
When we mentioned the name Goodman Gray, that Mr. Devin Black did not maintain a poker face. So he's definitely involved.
Yeah, he went pale as a ghost.
So I have a theory for you guys, if you guys have told us about the...
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
You told us about the autopsy, right? The Mr. What was his name again? He's right there on the screen.
Vance Refrigeration.
Vance. Mr. Yeah. Vance Refrigeration.
Vance Refrigeration. I knew you guys were going to use that. I 100% freaking knew you guys were going to say Vance Refrigeration.
Did you guys say he was exsanguinated?
No, he's American.
Okay.
What does that mean, British man?
That might be the line of the night.
That's such a perfect Tallahassee line.
It was.
I was thinking if he died in, you know, the Hades world.
Can you change the
Hades
radio
world,
station to something with a little more hop to it?
And the spiders ate him.
Maybe they were the ones who stabbed him.
That's what Billy was saying.
Is it?
A matter of fact, I just realized I got a scar from those spider things. We can compare them real quick.
Let's compare scars.
To the autopsy
Let's
that I have
right
here.
Compare your scar to their hole.
Guys could do that, yeah. I mean, Simeon, you could just show them your scar.
So I take off all my clothes.
Yeah, he's naked, except for suspenders.
Oh, Simmy.
Except for my suspenders.
He's freaking wearing the
Zardoz. Yeah, they're clipped to
his fat. They're clipped to my...
Guys, what are you doing? Not in here. Come on.
Oh, you take off your clothes? I'm going to take my clothes off.
All right.
Okay, so, Simmy, do you show them your scar?
Yeah, I show them my scar. You know what? I got these scars.
Okay, so, Simmy unbuttons his shirt and pulls it back.
So we look at the autopsy. We're looking at my scars.
Well, I mean, you don't have photos from the autopsy, but I mean, you saw.
I do too. Photographic memory.
So, yeah. So looking at Simmy's scar and then thinking about the wounds that were on the body of the radio man, it does look incredibly similar.
Checkmate.
So he was there for a long time. He died of exposure, and then the spiders came and... ravaged his body with its spikes.
Seriously, guys, don't go to that place. It's full of spiders.
Yeah, another shout-out. John has a little too. So to remind you guys of the information you got from the coroner, he said that he did receive the wounds while he was still alive, but those were not what killed him.
It didn't kill me neither. The exposure did not get in.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Bakersfield said, he got stabbed and that's how the exposure got in.
I'd be up one wife.
And then...
a very big...
But yeah, the wounds obviously didn't do him any good, but the stab wounds were not actually what were fatal to him. What was fatal was that he died from exposure.
So, I feel like this is probably what happened, but I'm still struggling with connecting the dots here. Like, where does this lead us next?
That's what I was going to ask. Where
Obviously,
do we go from here?
Grayman is giving people soy sauce through the radio somehow.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
I think we go down to... there's this street I know of called Creeper Street.
I guarantee one of those houses is going to have the soy sauce.
Actually, now. There's one... Yeah, one of the houses might have something in the cellar.
No, and you just pick quadrants
the body
to search.
Oh,
that one just has terrible written scenario down there.
Where do we go from here?
So we've got...
I mean, you guys have some
this
leads.
Vance Harmon has known associates that we can go visit.
Harmon Vance. Vance Refrigeration.
We can go to 611 Street.
Watley Street, is that where those guys went? Or is that where we can
What
go?
Does it say? Is that where he lived?
It's where he lived at the time when he was arrested. And I believe this was a few years ago.
We could also go visit the senior Goddards and ask them, WTF is your son?
This fingerprint card, by the way, from when he was arrested, was 3 years ago in 1922.
We can also go to the hospital and go check out Mr. Dead Doyle.
We could.
Dr. Dead Doyle.
It would be interesting to find out if he was somehow involved in the boatman.
All right.
That's a good
I think what we... Yeah, that's why I went to talk to that hobo. Because we got to infiltrate the dealers and find the supplier.
Where were the other trucks going? Swear to me.
Have you guys never seen 21 Jump Street?
No.
No, but I know that quote because you use it in almost every game we play.
Yeah. I'm waiting until... I'm telling it till it lands.
I know, it's good.
I have to
it's
watch
a
the movie
ice
first.
Cube. That's why... You know, anyway.
Right. All right,
go ahead.
Okay. So I guess
he's just shutting up.
I guess I don't need to answer your guys' question. You guys were expressing it. You do have a couple leads still. You have the hospital where you can go and ask about Dr. Doyle if you want to get more information there. You have the O'Malleys, which were Harmon Vance's known associates. So, yeah. So I guess that's what you're looking at. At the moment.
All right, so John Johnson is Harmon Vance Refrigeration. He's associated with the O'Malleys. So we got the O'Malleys, we got the rich folks. And
because I guess the thing here is you still don't really... I mean, aside from these guys and kind of associations, You don't really know a lot beyond that, I guess.
Is there any way to get to the mayor?
I'm obsessed with this ferryman.
Boatman?
His name's the ferryman. No.
The boatman.
They take him down the river on the boats, and they're called boaters. I took notes when the bum was talking to him.
Yeah, the hobos have been calling him the ferryman. And then people are calling the guys the boaters.
Yeah.
The hobos, people have been calling them the boaters.
Let's go break down the mayor's door and beat him up. Beat him into submission.
I heard stabbing
so
people in the shoulder.
So should we split up again?
Yeah,
should we split the party?
I think so.
I say we go to the hospital, throw a brick in, and go find out about Dr. Doyle.
All right. I don't know what we're going to find out about Dr. Doyle unless he's the ferryman or something. Dealing drugs.
This ferryman. He's
but
dead.
But he did die from his own drugs.
Well, we could go to Vance Refrigeration's house and or the O'Malley's.
And or the mayor's.
And or the mayor's.
Let's go to the O'Malley's.
I agree with Dom. Let's go to the O'Malley's.
All right.
Dom, you want to come with me? Who else coming?
Well, should we all stick together on this one?
Should we just, yeah.
I think we should stick together.
All right, I'm not going.
Okay, so
hey, wait, I'm gonna go hug that hobo out there real quick.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Whoa! Oh, not again.
You warp to another dimension. As we all know, hobos are the portals.
Okay, while Tallahassee's asleep in the other dimension, I put his hand into some warm water and see if he pees his pants.
Well, he pees everywhere.
Let me roll Constitution.
Okay, so all right, so what do you guys want? So you guys got your options. Are you gonna split up? What are you doing?
I think we can cover more ground if we split up again.
I agree. I don't think that this situation should lead to a whole lot of violence. At least I hope not. So splitting up might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, but O'Malley's, okay. I feel like, might have some ruffians and thieves and thugs.
All right, I'll go to O'Malley's.
I think if we fight the mob, we're in a bad way.
I think that I better not go to the O'Malley's.
I'll go with Billy to the doctors. You want to go to the doctors with me?
I'll go to the hospital.
There you go.
I think that's a safer bet for me.
Yeah, because you guys basically have a respectable place and a not-so-respectable place to go.
Bakersfield, are you coming with us or are you going with them?
I'm going to the O'Malley's.
Right. I'm going with
Bakersfield
O'Malley's.
Is with us.
All right, Dr. Simi, you coming with me?
All right, so we got Billy and Simi going to the hospital, and the rest of you are going to O'Malley's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you guys all put your hands in the middle of the table and say,
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
O'Malley's.
Radio man.
O'Malley's.
I was thinking O'Malley's. We would say with our powers combined.
Oh, nice. Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
We create Optimus Prime.
And Denny's like, guys,
okay.
Guys.
So one of you guys throws a couple bucks on the table.
And a breakthrough.
You nod to Denny. As you get up and you,
you
throw a brick through your window and then climb outside.
Simi says goodbye.
All right, so you guys pile into your respective vehicles and start heading off.
But before we head out, what was our plan to
Do you guys want to make a plan to meet up anywhere?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, maybe
it's back up here.
If they're closed, they'll probably be closed because it's getting a little
bit late. Never closed.
Dude, it's all good. I got a brick.
Pizza Dragon's not open 24/7.
It's starting to get into the evening here, so.
Let's meet back at my place.
Yeah. Let's go to Simi's house, bro.
Why do we care?
That's where we always meet up. You want to see my
Simi's
hot wife?
Is.
That's classic. True. I miss Mary Beth.
All right. In 2 hours, let's meet at Simi's house.
I got books we can read.
Yeah. All right, cool. I like it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so Billy and Dr. Simeon. So you guys start. You guys head over to Arkham Hospital. You know the way. You're familiar. So you pull in. It's getting later in the evening. It's starting to get dark because obviously it's, what did we say? It's November or October. I don't remember. Anyways, it's the autumn, so it's starting to get dark fairly early. So you pull up in front of the hospital. You guys go walking inside. And as you approach the front counter, you see a nurse there that you actually recognize. Or who actually came to the hospital back in the first case in Mr. Corbett?
It was Simi.
I think it was Drunkard and it was Billy,
Dr.
wasn't it?
Shrimp Puerto Rico, right?
No, that was
the university.
University, yeah.
I think it.
I was not.
I think
at the
hospital. It was. Billy,
I think it was Billy and Drunkard.
That sounds right.
All right, so yeah, so Billy, you see behind the counter here, you see a nurse that looks familiar. She's, you see her name tag. It says Witherspoon. Hi, yes, may I help you?
Hi, Nurse Witherspoon. You remember me from the police department? Billy McConnell?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And I am Billy's psychologist, Dr. Simeon.
Well, I guess it's only been a few months.
That's really
It's only been
depressing.
A few months. So she's like, yes, I do. I
think
do
I'll go
you.
Jump off a building.
From the old, I don't know.
We talked about this,
that
Billy.
That is incredibly insensitive, Mr. McConnell.
Oh.
That you would say that. After what happened with Dr. Doyle, I can't believe that you would make such a joke.
What happened with Dr. Doyle? Why don't you tell me about that? I feel really
I
bad
I thought that's
about
why
it.
You were here.
Well, it is, yeah. What happened with Dr. Doyle?
Of course that's why we're
he
here.
He jumped off the building.
We already know. Why don't you tell us so, you know, we know that you know.
Everyone knows what happened to Dr. Doyle. It was all over the papers.
Like, he fell on some papers?
Now. No, he fell off the building.
Onto some papers?
No.
You said he was all over the papers.
Did he really? Did he really fall off the building?
Yes, he really fell off the building.
Oh, I feel terrible. That was
you should feel
that
terrible.
That was a terrible joke.
I missed. What did
how
you say, Billy?
Joke.
I missed.
It's like I'm gonna go
how
jump
could
off.
You?
I'm gonna go jump off a bridge.
Let me pull a foot from mouth and start this conversation over again.
Now, as you guys think about it, you do remember from the papers a few weeks ago, a story about a doctor that committed suicide who jumped off the roof of Arkham Hospital.
That was him?
A goal.
I freaking missed it. What happened?
Oh my gosh.
What did Abe say? Oh, Abe asked if the nurse remembered him, and she said, no, I don't. And he said, oh, okay, fine, whatever. I guess maybe I'll just go jump off a building.
It's like, wow. Wow.
I didn't just make that up on the spot. I wrote that down. That is what happened.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Good thing we sent Billy to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
That's really insensitive.
Like, okay, sorry. Okay, look, all right, Officer McConnell, what can I do for you?
I'm so sorry, Nurse Witherspoon. I actually didn't know that's how he died. It was just a coincidence that I said that.
I can't.
Regretting my choices.
You should. He was a very dear friend.
Please tell me the details about that. Like, Do you know what happened? Why he was suffering? Was there a decline beforehand? Was there any signs of why he ended up taking his own life?
Look, I know that's what they said, but Dr. Doyle would never take his own life.
Oh, you think somebody chucked him off the building, huh?
I don't know how he fell off the building.
Hey,
but I know that Dr. Doyle would not kill himself.
Nurse Witherspoon, what was your relationship like with Dr. Doyle?
We had an excellent working relationship. We've been working together here for 15 years. He was the head administrator.
All right. Well, Nurse Witherspoon, let's start over. I think Billy came in a little hot and insensitive. I'm his psychologist. He's seeing me every week for a couple hours. And we're working through this, you know. He's seen some shit, okay? So
I think we all have.
I mean, yeah, it's all over the place here.
Well, that usually happens after you die, like falling off a building, you release your bowels.
You're not there.
Sorry.
Anyways, let me just, okay, hey, let's calm down, all right? I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. We are here to find...
Hold on, sorry. Let me turn this off. She clicks the radio off that's behind the counter.
I roll spot hidden and see a dark man
in the shadows.
You can roll spot hidden, Simmy, if you want.
What about me?
You can roll spot hidden if you want.
I failed. 77.
Okay.
My spot hidden sucks.
All right, Billy, you can roll spot hidden.
Only if you want me to.
No, go for it.
But yeah, so nurse. 70.
Success.
Okay. You don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
So how long were you working with Dr. Doyle?
Like I said, 15 years. We were very close. He was an excellent administrator. I believe that he had... Everything he had done had made these facilities what they are today. It really seems like everything started going downhill after we spoke to you last time, Officer McConnell.
Go.
Well, that's awkward. Well, anyways, well, talk to me.
What was he doing on the roof?
I don't know. What
falling
he was doing
off of it.
Was it
he was
a
falling
night?
Off of it.
Right. I think that's been established.
Yeah. Nice job,
but was
Billy.
It during the night that happened? Was there, like I said, was there anything leading up to it? Like,
yeah,
did he
where
start
were you the night he jumped off the roof?
Yes, he had been acting differently. Absolutely, I know, and this is what I told him before. I know he had, he was appearing, it was very disturbing. Like I, honestly, it was just a little after we spoke to you last time, all that events back then with the Miskatonic Mangler, and we spoke to you before, but he was looking very tired, more and more so. Every time I saw him, he looked tired and wrung out. His body was looking terrible, or he was looking terrible. But look, they say he jumped off the roof, but I don't think he would. I think maybe he went up there for some fresh air, and he fell. I don't think he would have committed suicide. He wasn't that type of man.
I see. If I recall, I talked to the coroner, and he said that Dr. Doyle looked very malnourished, as though he had been exposed to some harsh elements. I mean, did he look really drawn out, really thin, really...
When you mentioned that aspect, she looks really nervous and kind of looks around a little bit. She's just like... I haven't really talked to anyone about that, and I don't know if I feel comfortable. But
well, you can feel comfortable around us. How about a good old-fashioned persuade roll to get you talking?
Okay, I like it. Roll your good old-fashioned persuade, Simmy.
Yeah.
You love it.
Ooh, 40, my friend. That's a success.
Okay, good. I like it. Mark it off.
Marking.
Okay, so she looks around. She's like, all right, you are so very persuasive.
It's the suspenders.
Darkly handsome suspended man. So she does another, like, look around. And Yeah, she says, look, he was, like I said, he was looking tired. He was looking wrung out. But after he fell, I saw him before he left. But after we went out and we found his body, of course, his body looked terrible. He'd just fallen off the building. But he looked like he'd aged between the time I saw him and then the time I saw him outside. Like, suddenly he was 100 years old or something. But it didn't make any sense. He looked terrible. He looked wasted away.
Hey, Billy.
On drugs.
Hey, Billy.
No.
Sidebar.
Certainly not.
Billy, sidebar. Sidebar.
Sidebar.
Shut up, nurse. Hey. Didn't.
Excuse me.
Didn't.
We step aside just slightly. Just a second, nurse.
Didn't Tallahassee say that it felt like a long, 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 long time in the other world place? But he was only out for like an hour? In here?
He did say that he thought he was there for like half a day, and here was like an hour or two. So it seems that in the other world, time travels a lot slower.
And doesn't Tallahassee look a lot older faster. And much terrible?
Much terrible?
Much more terrible. You
know, he looks pretty old.
Much terrible. Such
wow.
So, such
much
wow.
terrible. Much
Hard
wow.
to tell, because he always looks malnourished.
What the frick?
I don't know. Have you noticed how bald he is and how crooked his nose is?
Yes. It's unfortunate.
That's sad.
And his
not
ears
Tallahassee.
Are really funny looking.
All right, we'll go back to the nurse. Hey, nurse.
Yes, is there anything else?
Are you single?
No, Mrs. Witherspoon.
Oh, right, right.
So...
I did have one more question.
Like, how married are you?
How married do you want me to be?
Nurse, I did... I had one more question. Did you notice him hanging around anybody that he normally didn't hang around?
Hobos.
Like having conversations. People
did
coming
he treat
around,
any
maybe
hobos?
In fancy suits. Fancy watches.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Everything seemed normal except for a few weeks ago when he seemed stressed. He seemed kind of panicky. And then it led up to what I told you. Like, maybe he wasn't sleeping and he was stressed out. I don't know.
Nobody new came into his life around then?
Not that I know of. We talked quite a bit. I talked to his wife, and his wife said everything was fine at home.
Mrs.
He
Doyle
also was
said
getting
it was
stressed.
Fine?
Yes. He was seeming stressed. He didn't seem like he was sleeping.
Were any of his patients... Was the mayor one of his patients by any chance?
The mayor? No. He didn't take patients. He was an administrator.
Did he administrate to the mayor?
Oh, yeah, he did. No.
Okay.
Has his office been cleared out?
No.
Would you mind us taking a look?
Yes, actually. You're going to need a warrant for that.
How about patient, a good old-fashioned persuade from Dr. Simeon Canstangibits?
Medical records are protected under the law.
I am the law.
Well, I wasn't going to look through any medical records. I just wanted to look around and see if there was anything out of the ordinary.
I'm sorry. I'm still going to need a warrant.
Okay.
You got it. Here comes a persuade.
Oh, well, they already brought in their warrant like 2 weeks ago, so...
Hey, that's a 33. That's a hard persuade, my friend.
Persuading?
Yeah, I persuaded the hell out of her.
All right, how are you persuading her?
This is like... I start, you know, putting my thumbs under my suspenders. It's like, listen, we're not going to touch anything illegal, all right? We'll make sure you're not mentioned, all right? We'll keep it quiet. I'll keep my bricks here, okay? How about that?
I guess they already looked around. Look, the police looked around before. But I suppose, look, as long as I can be there with you, then I suppose you can look around.
Hey, we just want to help. We want to figure out what happened to Dr. Doyle. We believe you, all right? We We believe that he is that he didn't kill himself. We want to prove you right.
Right? He was wonderful.
Other okay. situations with similar malnourishment in some recent cases that have brought this case back up, so that's why we want to look around again.
All right, so she grabs some keys and starts leaving you upstairs. So you get there, she unlocks the door, opens it up, and says, here you go. Just don't, you can't get into any of the filing cabinets, any of the paperwork I need to take a look at before you're allowed to see it.
Hey, Billy, why don't you take a look around? Did you remember?
All right, so if you guys are going to search, then I need you to roll spot hidden.
And well, I want to ask her if she, I guess it doesn't matter. All right, let's do spot hidden.
All right. So yeah, you guys can roll spot hidden and you can start your search.
49. I failed.
Ooh, 28. Super success.
Okay. All right.
Well, hard success.
Okay. So you guys start searching the office.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. It's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and sweet, soft, and spicy underpants, featuring Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Yes, those do actually exist, and we have them online at our merch store at arkhamrpg.com. So go there and find those, buy them and wear them, and drive all the ladies or dudes in your life out of their minds. Also, please check us out at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles, where you can sign up and receive all sorts of amazing boni, including bonus episodes and access to our Gilded server, where you can hang out with the cast and crew of the show and talk about ducks, which is usually what's going on. It's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Also, check us out and follow us on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be safe and stay crazy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.